Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And I'm so thrilled and honored and feel so blessed to have, see, Joe, I feel like you've done one of the most loving things anybody can do on this planet is you have sought your own victory to have your dreams come true.
Mm.
And you've found ways that produce that miraculous way of living, and you've given them in the most wide-scale way that you could by being a man on fire.
Well, thank you. I'm just playing my part.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Joe Vitale, you have been known as the Buddha of the Internet. Tell us about that.
Well, I guess because I've been online since before it was even called the Internet for many decades now, and because I have a spiritual side to me that has become much more apparent in the world, people started referring to me as the Buddha of the Internet. Here I am as a spiritual teacher, guru, self-help author, speaker, and I'm also an Internet marketer, so I'm blending the both worlds, and I guess Buddha of the Internet just came and it stuck for a lot of people. That's my understanding.
Well, it's a wonderful thing to be called, isn't it?
It feels good to me.
Well, the first way I became aware of you is by reading Zero Limits.
Oh.
And I am so grateful that you have given these tools that are so transforming and so miracle working in such a widespread way that you are allowing yourself to be a best-selling author.
Mm.
That's really wonderful. See, you know, you can have all of these tools to give, but it's important in giving them in the most widespread way, I think.
Well, I can't hide my light under a bushel, as they say. So when I find something I'm excited about, I need to share it with the widest group of people. Zero Limits is a book very, very close to my heart. It's not my first book. It's not even my last book. And most people read books before it, such as The Attractor Factor or Life's Missing Instruction Manual or The Key. And that helps pave the way and make it easier for people to understand Zero Limits, because Zero Limits is diving into the deep end of spirituality. It's not a book that people easily grasp, depending on where they're at in their consciousness and their understanding of life. But once they get it, it's the most freeing, the most miraculous, the most amazing tool and story anybody has probably ever heard, at least from my perspective.
Yeah. You know, we were talking, I've had several people on that wanted to talk about the Ho'oponopono healing, because they do understand it. I understand it. I get what we're doing here.
Mm.
But we were talking about that, and it's so simple, we'll go back to that. But we were talking about that and how transformative it is, and someone called up and said she had read your book, The Key. So she didn't, the only step she knew about was just saying inwardly to people, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had, her brother was getting married to a woman who hated her guts on sight. I mean, you know, lots of people have had that experience of just not liking someone when you met them. Well, it was more than that. It was just, it was so hostile that people wouldn't invite them to the same events. And so this person that read your book, The Key, was sort of frightened by this, but she was then put into a financial situation where she wrote this person a check that bounced.
So
she got up in the morning at 5 o'clock, and she said, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you to this person for 5 hours. And
wow.
Then she called her, and she said, oh, hi, how are you? And then she told her that she had bounced a check, and she said, I have the cash. Could I come over and give it to you? And she said, you sure could. You can do it however you want. You can send me a new check.
Whoa, wow.
And their relationship was totally transformed, and no one in the family knew what she did.
Mm-hmm.
They just had their mouths hanging open.
That's the kind of story I hear all the time. When people use the method that's talked about in Zero Limits, or even the brief version of it that's in the book, The Key, when they use it in the way that you're just talking about, and again, I want to point out that that woman didn't spend 5 hours telling the other person, I love you. She was doing it within herself. And when you do it within yourself, you're healing the problem at its source. And when it's healed, the other people involved magically change. Just like this person did in that story you told.
Yes. Well, as you were saying, Ho'oponopono is jumping into the deep end. It's total responsibility.
Absolutely.
It's saying, if there's a problem, I take total responsibility for it, and I heal it. But it's also removing yourself from the race consciousness, or what is commonly believed, because you manifest these things because you're just hooked into that belief, don't you?
Well, yeah, it's all programming that's in our unconscious mind. We're not even aware of it. It's beliefs that we've taken on from birth. It's beliefs that came in from previous generations. According to Ho'oponopono, we have baggage in our being, in our unconscious mind, in our brain, that is from when we were amoeba. That we've brought it through generations, over centuries. So it's not just the beliefs and the programming and the lack and limitation thinking that we get from birth on. We actually come in preloaded with a lot of things that don't serve us. And in Ho'oponopono, we assume that's all there. We take total responsibility for it, and our work is to clean ourselves of it. As we clean ourselves of it, it gets alleviated in the outer world, and we start removing it from everybody. But it all begins, and in many ways ends, with work on you.
Well, the way I get it, the four steps, and then, you know, I feel like I've just jumped into the middle of the book, and we didn't talk about how it came forward or any of that, but I want you to talk about that. But it's, maybe we should talk about that first.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it is an amazing story, and it is worth saying because it kind of paves the way for the magic and miracles that happen afterwards. I had first heard about this therapist about 4 years ago, and I heard the most amazing story, so amazing that I didn't believe it, and I even dismissed it. A friend of mine told me about a therapist who worked at a hospital for the mentally ill in Hawaii. And it wasn't just any mentally ill, they were mentally ill criminals. And this therapist supposedly helped heal every one of those inmates, and he did it without seeing any of them. He didn't see them professionally, he didn't do traditional therapy with them. He instead did something that I couldn't even pronounce at the time, and he did something called Ho'oponopono. And to be
I still have trouble and get tongue-tied. Sorry.
Well, to be exact, it's called self-identity. Ho'oponopono, which confuses it even more because I had no idea what that meant. But I heard the story and I thought, that can't be true. I mean, I'm fairly open-minded. I know about magic and miracles. I know about remote healing. I've seen some amazing things happen. But for a therapist not to even see the patient, and for the patient to be a mentally ill criminal locked up in a mental institution, a mental hospital, most of them were either shackled or sedated because they were violent. They were dangerous. And he somehow healed them? I just couldn't believe it. So I dismissed it. I didn't even think about it for an entire year. And then a year later, the same friend said, did you ever go check it out? And I thought, okay, that's enough. I'm going to go look now. And I started researching, and I found it very difficult to find any information. But after a week of searching, I found the therapist. He's still around. He's alive and well today. In fact, he's the co-author of my book, Zero Limits. His name is Dr. E. Haleakala Hu Len. I've always called him Dr. Len for short. And he did tell me the whole story. He said, yes, he worked at that mental hospital, and yes, he did not see patients one-on-one. And yes, he used this self-identity Ho'oponopono to heal himself of what he observed in the outer world as a problem. And as he healed himself, those people in the outer world got better. Within months, they started to get off of sedation. They didn't need to be shackled. And within 6 months, they started to be released. And the whole ward was closed after 4 years of this. It was just incredible, and I thought, I've got to tell the world. This is the whole thing about, I can't just tell this story to myself and friends of mine and keep it under a bushel. I got to tell the world, because this is inspiring, this is life-changing, this is miraculous. And so I went and studied with Dr. Hu Len. I brought him to my home, and he and I worked together. We put on two workshops together so far, a third's coming up in April in Austin. And, of course, we ended up writing the book, Zero Limits, together, all because I had seen the power of this, and I had researched enough to see the truth of the story, and I knew that if people just got an inkling of the ability of this to change their lives, that this could actually transform the planet. And so I became this excited cheerleader for Ho'oponopono and the whole message that Dr. Hu Len has been teaching and breathing.
And I am so glad. And, you know, the other thing about it is as you use the four easy steps, it teaches you of itself.
Mm.
Are you a student of The Course in Miracles?
I have been. I read it when it first came out many decades ago at this point.
Well, I really got into it, and I did all the lessons three times. I studied it. I meditated on it. And you say it a little different. And it's one of those words, however you say it, somebody will correct you.
I say the Dr. Len method.
Yeah, there you go. As I've been using that, I've gotten the same messages as from The Course in Miracles, which is, when one mind is completely healed, the world will be completely healed.
Yes.
And so I have taken that on in using this and applying it every day with everything. And I believe also the second coming is when everyone is revealed as their true self, as the Christ self, as the Buddha. And what we're saying when we do the Ho'oponopono is, please, divine, forgive me for not seeing the Christ in the other person.
Mm.
Please, you know, I get it, like there's a Warner Brothers movie that we all made up together, and there's the truth that is only love.
That's good. I like that. There's a Warner Brothers movie that we all made up together, and then there's the truth.
Yes, and we're in the process of waking up to the Christ self. I think that is what the second coming is.
Mm.
And I think it's so important to tell people the four steps. It's so easy, but you got to do it.
Yeah, you do, because the fundamental premise in all of this is personal responsibility. There is no blaming. There is no out there. There's nobody else that has done anything. It's all your responsibility. Dr. Hu Len likes to say in his seminars, have you ever noticed that whenever you have a problem, you are there?
No, they did it. They did it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
When Dr. Hu Len was on Miracles Happen, I whined a little bit. I said, well, didn't they ever do it? Didn't they ever do it?
Yeah. And what did he say to that?
Oh, we just laughed because we knew the answer. there is no they, and the way I get it is, guess what? If I see dog poop on the path, I get the pooper scooper. I'm the one. Isn't that what it's saying?
That says it well right there. You're the one.
Yeah.
I tell people, and it's in the book Zero Limits, that most of us have heard you create your own reality, that we know that phrase, and we take it to mean that I've created my own reality based on what I say and what I do. But we draw the line with other people thinking, well, they created their own reality. But my understanding today, thanks to Dr. Hulin, is if somebody is in my awareness, they're in my experience, they're in my face, they're there because I created them. If I create my own reality and there's somebody in my reality causing me a problem, I created them too. And I created them because they're in my reality. So I take the very same statement that most of us have already accepted, you create your own reality, but we take it full circle and make it all-encompassing. There's no exceptions. There's nobody out of your reality. If you have a problem with another person, like that one person that you told the story about, there's no separation there. That means you created it because that is in your reality. So when you understand that it's all about personal responsibility and you are the one, then the only thing to do is do the work on the inside. When you do the work on the inside, which is where the problem originated anyway, you will transform the cause of it, and then the outside will, sometimes magically, change. And that's the beauty of this whole Zero Limits method, of the whole Ho'oponopono technique, is that you are cleaning you, and as you clean you, the outer world gets shinier.
Yes, it does. Do you know, in using this, I have found out that some people that I thought couldn't stand me for like 40 years adore me.
So what did you do? Maybe it's worth hearing. What exactly did you do within you to make that change?
Well, I've just done the whole Ho'oponopono on everything, but I also came to this place in myself where I saw these people going through a really, really, really hard time, and I just gave what I had to give. And I didn't care if they couldn't stand me. It was in my heart to give.
Yeah.
And I found out that they had adored me all along.
Aww.
So, Joe, tell people the four steps.
Well, it's so easy, it's almost unbelievable. Because in the book Zero Limits, I explain that the basic technique that Dr. Hulin used on himself that helped heal all of those patients so that they can be pronounced as healthy and normal and be released, all consisted of four statements. And he was basically looking within himself, addressing the divine, you can call it God or nature, Gaia, or whatever you want to call it. He would use the phrase the divine. And he would address the divine with the feelings within himself that were other than happiness, other than peace, other than normalcy. And he would say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. Those are the four phrases. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you.
Uh-huh.
But there's so much more meaning and depth to those four phrases than just the words when you first hear them. For example, he may be looking at a chart of a mentally ill criminal, and this is a murderer, a rapist, a violent person of some sort. And as he's looking at the chart, he's feeling repulsed or anger or shame. Well, that's the feeling he wants to erase. That's the feeling that is not at peace. So he's feeling, we'll say, anger. He addresses the divine saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. And he can say them in any order that he likes. You can mix it up all you want. But you're basically saying, I'm sorry for not being aware of the programming within me that has contributed to this feeling. Please forgive me for being unconscious. Please forgive me for not having the awareness of the programming that was either in my ancestors or in my parents, that it's in me now. And thank you for removing it. The statement of gratitude is very powerful in switching on the cleaning tool, if you will. So thank you for removing this from me. and then I love you. The statement I love you takes you closer to the divine, because the divine, if anything, is just love. And by saying I love you, you start to go in the direction of the divine itself and to merge and reconnect with it. Those four statements are like the combination lock to get the divine to bestow by grace a cleansing and a clearing of that feeling that he was aware of. So as that feeling of anger is being dissipated, the divine is cleaning it in him. As it gets cleaned in him, son of a gun, it starts to shift in the other person.
Well, there's my question. Aren't you also saying to the person, forgive me for seeing you as this Warner Brothers murderer, when you are truly the Christ? You are truly the divine. You truly are love. And you're saying to God, please forgive me for seeing any of your creation as being able to be a murderer.
Second part is true, not the first part. Because the first part, you're not addressing the other person at all. You're not having this communication with the other person. Because the other person is not the problem. The other person is not the issue. On the surface level, it seems like they are, but it's not the case. Your view of them, your perception of them, your judgment of them, that is actually the problem. So what you're doing is taking this to the divine, and yes, you're asking for forgiveness for seeing the person that way, but you're not asking it of the other person. You're asking it of the divine. You're asking the divine itself to please forgive you, to please erase this way of judging and viewing, to please release it within you. And when you do, you look at the other person and then you see the God in them. You see the Buddha in them, the Christ in them. But that's not what you're doing with the other person. It's your relationship to the divine that's important. And when you have that connection there, when you see the other people, person, whatever it happens to be, you will see it naturally without having to have a dialogue about it with them.
Oh, see, I thought I'm addressing the divine in that person.
No. You are not addressing the divine in the other person. You are addressing the divine directly.
Okay.
In many ways, this is my way of looking at this that helps me understand all of this. In many ways, everybody on the outside is an illusion. They are a projection of my unconscious mind. So if I start to interact by thinking that I need to see the God in the other person and so forth, I'm falling into the trap of paying attention to the movie instead of the projector. And the projector is in me. So I want to pay attention to inside of me and my relationship to the divine. If I start messing with the outer world, I'm messing with the movie screen instead of the projector that's projecting onto the movie screen.
So you're not saying to God, forgive me for distorting your perfect, pure, beautiful energy with something I have believed?
Well, in a way you're saying that, but I'm simplifying it. I'm simplifying it to just say, please forgive me for whatever in me caused me to experience this feeling of distress, this feeling of judgment. That's basically what you're going for, is you're talking, you're having a personal connection with the divine, you're taking responsibility for what you're perceiving to be a problem, and you're asking for forgiveness and cleansing for wherever it came from. Because in Ho'oponopono and with Dr. Hulen, he states, we don't know where the programming came from. We don't know where the judgment came from. It could have come from five generations back, and we just carried it into our energy field as we went through life, as the evolution brought us to where we're at. It doesn't matter where it came from. What we want to do is clean it. And we do that with a personal relationship with the divine.
Okay, well, let's take this out further. Like,
okay.
For instance, you know, I don't have trouble with anyone I meet face-to-face taking total responsibility for that and saying, yeah, I did this. But then when it gets like, okay, I'm responsible for the war in Iraq, I'm responsible for millions of people abusing animals,
mm-hmm.
and know there are other ways of cleaning, but the way I have approached that is that I'm sorry for whatever is in me that is seeing you as doing that. And seeing the cruelty as a problem and seeing you as cruel.
Mm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And I know, maybe I can put it this way. I went to pick Doctor Who Len up once, and he was staying at a bed and breakfast not far from me. And I left him alone for a while because we worked in the morning, and then we were going to work in the evening, and we were going to have dinner. So I went and picked him up, and I asked if he had taken a nap or what he had been doing, and he said he was watching TV. And I was a little surprised because I didn't think he watched television. And I said, well, what were you watching? He said, I was watching the news. Well, I was really surprised at that point because I don't watch the news. I don't want that in my awareness. And I said, well, why were you watching the news? And he said, so I could clean. And what he was doing was allowing the news stories, which are, they're never good. They're always about, you know, wars and crimes and crashes and this, that, and the other, the doom and gloom of the world. They find it and report it on the news. He was watching it to see what stirred up in him. As it came up in him, he was cleaning it. He was going with the statement you gave earlier, though he may not have known the statement, that as you clean it within you, you return the world to a purity place. Now, we have a lot of work to do, and this is one of the things Dr. Hulin told me early on that depressed me, and I didn't like hearing it. He said that we have nonstop cleaning to do, nonstop. And I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an American. I want the instant answer. I want to find the easy button and just hit it and have the world change in a nanosecond. And he kept saying that we have so much of programming in us that we will be doing this for the ends of time. And I had to clean on that statement because it bothered me.
Uh-huh.
I had to clean on that. And so what I've come to realize is that, yes, when he watches the news and it bothers him, he's cleaning it because he's doing his part to erase it within him with the understanding that as he erases it within him, it diminishes in the outer world. To go to in the direction of it, one day we turn on the news and the only thing there is the positive stuff, that they actually don't have negative news anymore. It is gone. It has been cleaned. And it is the new reality. It's the new reporting. So all of that stuff, whether it is the terrorist or there's war or there's people that have been cruel to animals, all of that stuff that bothers us, the bothering in us, that's what needs released. Because our bother, our anger, our frustration, our rage contributes to the problem.
That's something hard to take, isn't it?
Well, it's the whole thing about Mother Teresa once saying that she would never go to an anti-war rally, but she would go to a peace one.
Yes.
Because an anti-war one is still focused on war.
Yes.
And so that's the mentality. If we are upset by somebody doing something inhumane, we can be as rational and as self-righteous as we want, but our being upset is actually creating what they're doing. And we want to release the upset. We want to release it within us. So when we notice it, that's what we want to clean. This is what the self-identity Ho'oponopono work is all about. Whatever you notice in the world is in you, and all of the cleaning is done in you. And you do it with as simple statements as, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you, addressing it to the divine.
So, when I was saying to George Bush, I love you, and throwing up a little bit in my mouth when I first started working.
Yes.
I was really supposed to be addressing that to the divine.
Yes.
Of my upset with,
yes,
with him.
That's exactly right.
Well, you know, an interesting thing has happened out of that, though, because I just started doing the four steps the best I could do them.
Mm-hmm.
And if I threw up in my mouth when I said I love somebody, I did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that is the truth. After everything is cleared away, we just love each other.
Yeah.
We just love each other.
Well, you've illustrated a couple of wonderful things. It is very important to point out that you are not doing the I love you for any other person. You're doing it between you and the divine. You will have an awareness of another person, and if it happens to be George Bush who's bringing up vomit within you, you're not saying, I love you and I'm sorry to George Bush. It's not about him. It's about the feeling he triggered within you. And that feeling is what you're asking the divine to erase. When the divine erases, you'll look at George Bush, and you may not still agree with him at all, but you won't be repulsed because you've taken the repulsion out. You've healed it. You might see that, oh, he's playing his role in life. He's doing whatever he thinks is right. You won't agree with it if that's the case, but you won't be at this point where you're contributing to the problem.
Well, and you know what I noticed with doing that, just doing it the best I could and mm-hmm. thinking that I was directing it towards him,
mm-hmm.
is I had all these experiences where I just came to compassion with him. Like, mm-hmm. I saw this movie, Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Mm-hmm.
There's this scene with him and these kids that is just so funny, and he looks exactly like George Bush. And and then I saw some That's My Bush. Did you ever see that TV show?
Oh, I did see it once or twice. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and then that movie W came out, and I felt just compassion for him.
Mm.
So that is, even though I was doing it wrong, it worked for me. And I also feel like a lot of people were working with the Ho'oponopono in regard to him and government, and that's how we got where we are now.
Well, I think there's some truth to that. I actually look at everything that's going on in the world, whether you look at the crisis in economy and all the other things that's being reported by mainstream news, I look at it as a spiritual renaissance. I actually say we're being backed into a corner and given a spiritual kick in the butt. We're being told, we're being squeezed, so to speak, so that we quit trying to change the outer world. We're kind of getting to the point where we shrug and go, what we're doing isn't working. We have to try something else. Well, spirit, the divine, wants us to try connecting with it. And I think that's what's going on. It's a spiritual crisis. It's not an economic crisis at all. There's a spiritual renaissance, a spiritual opportunity going on. This is the renaissance of mentality, where our choice is to keep trying the old ways, which obviously weren't working, or to tune within and to clean up everything on the inside. As more people, like your listeners and the people who read my books and see some of the movies I'm in and all the other great material coming out, as more people pay attention to all of that, they'll become aware of this new choice to make. And the new choice has to deal with personal responsibility, a relationship to the divine, and nonstop cleaning of whatever is blocking your relationship to the moment right now. This is the new awakening.
Well, I agree, Joe. And, I also forgot to say that you're one of the stars of the hit movie, The Secret.
Oh, well, thank you.
And so, I must have bought 50 copies of that and given it away because I felt it was so important.
And I think it's important, too. Whether I was in the movie or not, I greatly love the movie and have told everybody. In fact, I was the very first person to promote it. When Rhonda gave us the green light and said, okay, the movie's ready, you can tell the world, I was just, within seconds, telling my entire mailing list about the movie. That's how excited and enthused I was, and I'm still that way today, and the movie came out 2.5 years ago. But there are other movies that are out now. I'm in a movie called The Compass that was just released a week ago, and your listeners can go to thecompass.tv and see that one and see the trailer for it. That's going to be like the new Secret coming out. And what I love about these movies is that more and more people are moving away from books, which is sad for a bookaholic like me, but they're moving into watching DVDs that have the same material that are in the books. They just want to receive it in a visual and emotional way. And more of that's coming out, like the movie The Secret, like the movie The Compass. And there's another movie called Leap that is doing the same thing, helping you leap beyond the illusion that we see out there in the world. We're living in exciting times. I keep thinking and telling people, this is the age of magic and miracles. This is the age we've been waiting for. It's now. It's happening right now.
Yes, it is. It truly is. And I want to encourage people that haven't seen The Secret to make it a point to see it and read your books. I think one of the things that happens with books is that you form your own pictures. I think both have a good place in it, and some people receive better from movies than they do from reading, but I think if there'll always be books for people that really want.
Oh, yes. So, well, books will be forever. There's no question about that. I love them, and they may change forms, like digital books are more popular these days. But we still have printed books. We have them on Kindle. The Amazon device allows you to download books right to the instrument. And audiobooks, of course. We'll always have books. I'm just saying that we also have DVDs now. And for some people, it's a more, oh, I don't know, pleasant way or easy way or even lazy way for them to get the message. But the point is, they're getting the message. One way or another, this spiritual awakening is providing all of this different media to give people the information in whatever way that's easy for them to receive it.
Well, I wanted to go back to something we talked about. Oh, I know. You were talking about the economy. And I wanted to know, now I know there's different ways of cleaning, but when we see something in the economy, like somebody, you know, 12 more banks went down or something, do we then say, that do the same four steps, or do we do it in a different way?
Well, that's a great question. I just released a brand new audio program last week called The Secret to Attracting Money.
Woohoo!
Yes, and it's sold out twice. We had to run back to the press and get more made. And if anybody's interested, they can go to thesecrettoattractingmoney.com, www.thesecrettoattractingmoney.com. And I do have different clearing techniques in it that are designated and focused right on money. But for the purposes of your show and the question you asked me, you know, in its most simple form, with Ho'oponopono and my book Zero Limits, when anything comes up within you, whether it's dealing with money or a relationship, whatever surfaced in you is a problem. There's something that's making you uncomfortable, making you antsy, making you stressed. Whatever it is, that's what you take to the divine and asked it to heal it, to release it, to clean it for you, to clear it for you. So whether it's an economic thing, it doesn't matter. Whether it's a war thing, a president thing, a money thing, a personal thing, a health thing, whatever comes up in you can be healed with these four statements and a connection to the divine. That's how simple it can be. Of course, I have a whole course, The Secret to Attracting Money. I have books like The Key that talk about different clearing techniques. But, you know, between you and me and your audience, the simple thing to do that I've already taught you to do that's free to do is I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you as you're aware of your feelings and as you're addressing the divine. That's available to all of us, anybody, right now.
Well, yes, and I guess I'm sorry, I get tongue-tied every once in a while.
That's right, you're excited. I like it.
Thanks. Now, say you're addressing a particular part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought you're saying to your body, I'm sorry for doing this to you. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I've spent so much of my life beating myself up about my weight and losing weight and still feeling heavy when I was really, really, really bone thin. And and so aren't I saying to my body, I'm sorry for...
There's two ways to address this.
Okay, good.
And the one is through your communication with your body, because obviously you're in a body, I'm in a body, and it would behoove us to love our body because that's our instrument that's carrying us around. And that's our suit that's going to protect us. So having a relationship with your body is very wise, it's very loving, it's very healthy. I'm all for that. And talking to your body is a wonderful thing to do. But the higher level, or maybe I don't want to say higher, maybe the other way of looking at this is that you also have a relationship to the divine. And if there's something about your body, you are ill, you have a tumor, you have any number of things, you know, an eyesight concern, whatever it is, you address the divine and say, I don't know how I got this in my body. I don't know. And we truthfully don't, because we're so unconsciously driven. I don't know where it came from, but please forgive me for whatever part I or any of my ancestors have played in creating this in my body. And thank you for turning this loose and healing this and releasing this so my body can return to a state of healthy awareness and love and light and vibration. And then I love you as the ending statements that I would say to reconnect you to the divine. So there's two things going on. One is definitely converse with your body and have a great time with your body and love your body and find out what your body needs. But the other thing is, if there's some parts of your body that you're not happy with, I would say that's when you want to address the divine and say, I don't know how I helped create this, but here it is. Please help me release this. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me and thank you.
Oh. So, okay, we're just adding three more steps. Please help me release this. And then you're saying to the divine, I'm sorry.
Yes. You're saying it because you don't know what in your unconscious mind, what in your programming that could have come from centuries ago or could have come from birth on up that helped contribute to what you're seeing as a problem in your body. And again, I'm saying, you know, if somebody has, I don't know, arthritis, just to make up something, and they really don't like it, and they're talking to their body saying, I love you, and please release the arthritis if you can, well, that's one level of communication. The healing, deeper, more universal, more divine level is to go to the divine itself and say, I don't know how I got arthritis, and you truthfully don't. Please forgive me for whatever I may have said or done or whatever my ancestors may have said or done, and please let it go. Please heal it. Thank you for releasing this. Thank you for healing this. And then, of course, saying I love you, returning to that state of connection. And so what you're doing here is saying, okay, I got a problem. I don't know where it came from. Divine, take care of it for me.
I got it.
Well, that's because you asked good questions. Those were right on the money, so to speak.
Well, I want to be sure people know how to reach you. There are a number of ways, so.
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing I want people to be aware is that I have a lot of websites. I mean, my major website is just my name, joevitale.com, www.joevitale.com, joevitale.com. But I want people to know that I created an Attract Miracles community. This is an online community where people like your listeners can go and talk about all this stuff that you and I have been talking about. They can state intentions, they can get support, they can meet people that are like-minded. There's all kind of programs and excerpts and videos and audios from my work that's there. It's all at www.attractmiracles.com, attractmiracles.com. And I think if people go there, they'll find the ongoing support they need to truly attract and manifest miracles. So that's the site I would really like people to know about, attractmiracles.com. Mm,
that's so great.
Yeah, thank you.
And then you have www.mrfire.com.
Yes, that site's been up for a few decades. That's MRFIRE. www.mrfire.com, mrfire.com. Pack a lunch when you go there, because you'll be there a while. There's articles there, newsletters there, my catalog is there, links to my blog is there, my video blog is there, my podcast is there. There's a big photo section of people I've been with over the years, my catalog of books and products, and my new program, The Secret to Attracting Money, that's on that site as well. I've got a lot of websites, but MrFire.com is the portal to probably everything. www.mrfire.com.
Well, I want to really encourage people to get your Secret to Attracting Money, Joe, because it's so, so important that people stay in their own consciousness about having plenty, regardless of what it looks like the economy is doing.
That is a very wise statement. I totally agree with you. One of the simplest things people can do to start attracting money is to quit paying attention to the mainstream news, because it'll bring you down. It'll bring your energy down. It'll send you into fear. Unless your mind is so strong that you can put a force field up around you, or you know how to clean when you receive negativity like that, it's best to stay away from it and to focus on what you want. And to give you an example, I had a seminar that I did a few weeks ago, a month or so ago, and a realtor from San Antonio, who's a friend of mine, came to it. And after I gave her a hug and we talked and got to see what we were up to, I asked how her business was. And she said, oh, it's booming. I just closed these million-dollar deals and this, that, and the other. And I thought, how are you doing that when the economy says it's so bad and nobody can sell anything? And I asked her, I said, what are you doing to be able to make money when others aren't? And she thought and finally said, I turned off the TV. She contributed that as the number one reason that she was attracting money. She wasn't allowing the negativity into her brain. So I would encourage people, I mean, surely get my program, The Secret to Attracting Money. But the simplest thing to do is focus on what you want. Keep the negativity out of your awareness. Don't turn on the mainstream news. Feed your mind positive things. Listen to shows like this. Read books like mine or many of the other teachers that are in the movie The Secret all have books. Read their books. Listen to audio programs. Feed your brain the positive stuff that'll keep you up, that'll keep you motivated. And if you do have anything that shows up that's a bump in the road, something in your awareness that you perceive as a problem, well, you now know the self-identity Ho'oponopono technique. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. You can use that on anything that shows up and just keep repeating it until it dissolves. You can read my book, Zero Limits, to learn more about the story, but the basic method is right there, and we've given it to you for free.
Well, I really want to encourage people to use this with, like your life depended on it, because it does. It really does. The quality of your life depends on it. I've known so many people that have gone from one workshop to another and gotten the materials in it. And I think this is why your attractmiracles.com is so important, because they've applied it for a few days, and then they've sort of forgotten and gone back to where they were.
Yeah.
You have to apply what you learn.
Yeah, there's nothing that will replace that. Feeling good for a few minutes, I mean, we all want to feel good, but if you want permanent change in your life, you have to implement what you're learning. I talk about the law of attraction all the time in my various books, but I'm also the guy who balances it by talking about the law of right action. I'm even in the movie The Secret saying that the universe loves speed. When you have an idea for something, it behooves you to act on it right away to be rewarded right away. Well, it's the same thing with what you're learning here. You've learned a whole new technique. You've learned about websites. You've learned about things that you can implement in your life. When you implement them, that's when you reinforce the change within you. And by constantly doing it, you can create permanent change very quickly. So just thinking about it is one thing, and that's fine. But in actually changing your life, you actually need to do something.
Yep. What did I hear the other day? To change your life, change your life.
So simple, yet so wise. I love that.
And, you know, it's a moment-to-moment choice. It's a moment-to-moment choice.
Well, it is. The moment of power is right now. I often point out to people that we're always chasing monkeys because we're thinking that the next moment or the next week or the next event, the next product is going to be the wonderful thing we've been waiting for. And it's an illusion because we may get it and feel momentarily happy, but then we've got our sights going down the road looking for the next monkey, the next moment. And what we really want to do is be here now. There is no future and there is no past. It is gone. This is all there is. Whatever you think is the future, when it gets here, it'll be a now. And the past, when you remember it in the moment. You remember it in the now. The past is gone. The future never gets here. All you have is this moment. Stay in this moment. Be here now. That's really the secret of the universe. If you want to know the secret of all secrets, the ultimate secret to health, wealth, and happiness, it's be here now.
Well, you know, when you absolutely are here now, you can't avoid that you do have health, wealth, and happiness.
That's the point. That's it. That's exactly it.
Well, you know, there's been some resistance to that. You know, you've had a wonderful moment with someone so deep and profound and loving, and then the phone rings.
Yeah.
You know, and so I want to encourage us to go ahead and have the now.
This is it, baby.
Well, we have, in this moment of now, we have about 2.5 more minutes. Is there something specific, something the most important you want to say?
Well, the most important thing is that what we want is happiness. We think and trick ourselves into thinking that when we get the next car or relationship or house or fill in the blank, whatever it happens to be, then we'll be happy. So we use unhappiness as a motivator to get us there, and that doesn't work. I'm trying to get people to awaken. I think life is nothing but a process of awakening for you, me, for all of us. We just want to awaken. And what we want to be aware of is that happiness is in this moment. When we are in this moment with gratitude, with awareness, and realizing that this is the great gift and this is the great miracle, then all the things we wanted and were striving for, whether it was the house or the relationship or the new job or fill in the blank, they come to us much easier, much more smoothly, and much more celebration-oriented. They come to us in a different way. They come to us in a miraculous way, and they come to us almost by magic, because we don't need to strive for them anymore, that the thing we really wanted, the experience, is right here now. Again, be happy now is the most powerful message I can give, because when you are happy now, all the things you wanted are here, and all the things you were trying to work for or attract will start coming to you easily and naturally.
So what you're saying is, since it's going to turn out anyway, why not start having fun now?
Well, you said it so much better than me. In other words, why wait? Why wait? This is it. This is the moment.
Yeah, I remember this time I was really, really, really wanting to be in this house, in a different place, and you know, I looked around, Joe, and the house I was in was heaven. and I was just, but because I hadn't done it yet, I was making it wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's very simple to just say, I'm going to go ahead and be happy now.
Yeah.
Because it's not the thing. It's the inside.
Isn't that the message we've been saying over and over this whole hour on your show? It's all inside you.
Wow. Well, you are so inspiring, and I feel so happy and thrilled that you are on. Will you come back?
I'd be glad to. You are also very inspiring, and you are doing God's work. So Godspeed to all of your listening audience, and I love you and what you're doing. So I'm very grateful to be here, and I'd be glad to come back.
Likewise, my darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. God bless you, and may all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you. And this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Amen, ah, women, ah, children, and you!